With the absolutely terrible fires in Los Angeles, I think we need a reminder of why EVs are hopeless in the event of a natural disaster, especially bushfires, because the first thing to fail is invariably the electricity. Unlike a jerry can full of petrol in the garage for an emergency, you can't keep a jerry can full of electricity in your EV. So if it's out of juice and there's a power cut, good luck getting yourself out of danger in a hurry. And the public charging stations will either be out of action or jammed full. Either way, you're in trouble. But it's not just the private cars that will be struggling. If the net zero zealots get their way, even the fire trucks will be electrified and will need to charge for hours rather than being filled up with diesel in 5 minutes. And sadly, California is at the forefront of this lunacy. Believing that its punishing climate action will somehow affect the climate in California, insulated from the emissions of China and India. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. It just makes life miserable for Californians, with zero benefit to the climate whatsoever. Welcome back to M. Guy, British engineer and lawyer, now Sydney YouTuber. I'm closing in on 100k subscribers, which is absolutely ridiculous. So if you're one of the majority of my viewers who are not subscribed to this channel, just please click that subscribe button down below so you don't miss out on any future videos. And if you'd like to contribute to this channel, why not buy me a coffee? Click the link in the description or scan the QR code on screen. LA has the highest number of EVs in the US, and you have to ask yourself whether this fact has had any bearing on how many cars have simply been abandoned. Of course, if you are in imminent danger and you're stuck in a traffic queue, you'd get out and run. But the videos show a lot of Teslas and Mercedes EQ models strewn across the highways. You're far more likely to drain your battery sitting in a queue of traffic than empty a tank in a combustion car. And if you rely on public charging, you're less likely to have a fully charged battery. A post on X showed just how many Tesla chargers were either out of action or had significant wait times, which is the last thing you want when you're low on battery and you need to outrun a bushfire. But the San Francisco Chronicle reminds us that we need to ensure that we do have an escape route in the event of an emergency. The critical emergency prep step that every Californian should take, but too many forget. Water bottles, medication, cash, flashlights. There's a long list of items to keep handy in a go bag in case of emergency, but what about the vehicle to evacuate in? It's pretty simple. Keep your tank filled at all times, Cal Fire spokesperson David Acuna said Thursday. If there is a chance of evacuation, fill it up. And for the millions of Californians with an electric vehicle, keep it charged, Acuna said. If you need to travel a long distance, you may not have the ability to stop and charge. Well, it might be fine to keep your EV on charge when you have the luxury of off-street parking, but for many, the only way to keep an EV charged will be to visit public charging stations. And as the article says, you may not be able to do that. It's easy to keep spare fuel in the garage for this kind of emergency situation, but if your EV is low on charge and the power to your house is cut, what do you do then? An increasing number of Californians drive electric vehicles, and California has more EV charging stations than any other state in the US. But the risks associated with using an EV to evacuate encroaching wildfires are still being studied. When the lithium-ion batteries used to power today's electric vehicles catch fire, they burn much differently than the gasoline in traditional internal combustion engines, according to the National Fire Protection Association. Fires in EVs can pose unique challenges to first responders and can explode when they get too hot, the association said. Battery fires in a fleet of EVs would just add to the workload on the firefighters, having to deal with complex lithium-ion battery fires as well as the bushfire itself. Hurricanes are a similar problem for EVs because the electricity is likely to be the first thing to go out. And in the case of floods or storm surges, the water can cause the battery to short, leading, bizarrely, to more fires, as was the case in Florida recently. And if we eventually decarbonize our entire vehicle fleet, including emergency vehicles, then, just like for the general public, how are they going to charge these vehicles in the event of a power outage? A large tank of diesel is a very cheap way of storing a very large amount of energy. But to do that with electricity is mind-bogglingly expensive, as it requires complex battery storage systems costing millions of dollars. which would still store less energy than the rusty old diesel tank. I'm sorry to say this, but EVs simply cannot be relied on as a safe form of transport if you need to evacuate in an emergency. If you live in a natural disaster-prone area, I strongly recommend hanging on to a diesel or petrol vehicle and keeping a tank of spare fuel in the shed. Then, if the electricity is out and the worst happens, you'll have one thing less to worry about, knowing that at least your means of escape won't let you down. Unfortunately, you cannot say the same for EVs.